Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, it's Corinne Hawthorne, and I'm about to perform a song from my album, Unstoppable. It's called You Still Love Me.
Good morning, good morning. First, give honor to God, who's the head of our life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. It is Wisdom Wednesday. Tune in, tune in. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. The scripture for this morning is Mark 5 and 36. Overhearing what they said, Jesus told them, don't be afraid, just believe. Again, Mark 5 and 36. So overhearing what they said, Jesus told them, don't be afraid, just believe.
Amen. That is not more true now than ever. I think my wife realized it, but that's going to kind of line up with what I'm talking about this morning. That's what was going to kind of wind up with talking about this morning. But first off, good morning. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. My heart is very heavy this morning with some things that I want to talk about. It's the reason why I sound so serious this morning. I'm not taking this thing lightly because I believe the hour that we're in, we need to hear some sound doctrine this morning, something that will give us something to think about this morning. Amen. Amen. This morning, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on pomp and circumstance and all of that because I really want to get into the meat of the matter on this morning. First off, we want to say welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We thank you guys so very much for tuning in and listening in and partnering in with us on this morning to take care, to join with our first fruit, along with your first fruit, to yield unto the Lord this morning that which is due justly unto him, which is the worship, which is our reasonable service on this morning. And we thank you for that opportunity to share with you on this morning. Listen, we're not going to prolong the time. We want to make sure that we acknowledge all of those that are listening in and the ones that are listening in or in other countries as well this morning. We have the United States, of course. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Germany, Saudi Arabia, China, and we have Hong Kong. Thank you guys so very much, again, for partnering up with us and listening in and joining in on this morning. Those of you all that are listening overseas, my public service announcement, as always, is that we're praying for you guys. We realize that the struggle is real. We realize that the fight is real. We realize that we're in the last of the last of our last days, and we need to be on our face, not only just praying for you and praying for your situation, but praying for the world as a whole, that we share this gospel, and this gospel is the truth, and we don't shortchange the gospel. We don't come half-cocked with the gospel. We don't come half-minded with the gospel. But we come with the whole world, and we preach this gospel as unto, watch this here, as unto it's the, at the end of the end of the end. We can't play with this thing. Amen. We can play with this thing. With that being said, we thank you guys so very much. That's my public service announcement this morning. We also want to go ahead on and acknowledge the ads that we have partnered up with us on this morning. We thank you guys so very much for joining in and partnering up with us as well. We're just excited about what God is doing for you and in your businesses. And remember, guys, those of you who have a business that would like to partner up with us, please feel free to drop us a email with your name and your company, and we will get back with you, your name, your company, and your telephone number, and we'll get back with you so we can speak with you about terms and conditions about being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And again, we thank you guys so much for partnering alongside of us, and thank you for your consideration to be a part of your business, to help your business grow. Amen. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Corey Gifts. Looking for a relaxing bath experience that Calgon and take me away moment. Let me start that over again. Looking for that relaxing bath experience, that Calgon and take me away moment, or just the perfect gift? Contact Miss Kashima Douglas with Corey Gift the Gift Bath Bombs. She can be reached by phone or email at 346-381-8751 or at CoreyGiftGifts34@gmail.com. She can also be reached She also has a sale going on today. It's a 2 for $7 and a 3 for $10. Also, a new website coming with more products that are available. Looking for that perfect pillow to liven up your living space? Contact the ladies at Live Pillows Made White, Miss Connie and Miss Vanessa. They got all your pillow needs, everything from throw pillows to your favorite sports team. They also have your design mask covered. If you have a design, a mask design in mind, they can take care of that for you as well. You can contact them at 832-894-2507 or 832-994-6135. Have a saying or a slogan and want to say it on a t-shirt? Contact the ladies at Me Plus 3 Custom Design. They have all your printing apparel needs covered. You can contact Ms. Lakita or Ms. Nisha at 832-292-1856 or 832-656-1883. They can also be reached on their social media platforms as well and email. That email is meplus3customdesign@gmail.com. Facebook and Instagram is meplus3customdesign. They will take care of all your printed apparel needs. Please make sure you contact them. In the need of a professional, friendly cleaning service, contact the ladies at RL Exclusive Services for all your cleaning service needs. They provide commercial, they provide one-of, they provide after-party, they provide after-builders, and much, much more. They even provide the COVID-19 sanitary cleaning service as well. They also have a daily, a bi-weekly, a monthly, and a one-time service. They can be contacted by email or telephone at 717-340-2086 or 832-994-6135. You can also get in contact with them by their email. It's rlexclusiveservice48@gmail.com. That's rlexclusiveservice48@gmail.com. Or you could go to green@rlexclusiveservices.net. That's green@rlexclusiveservices.net. Looking for that perfect piece to go with your favorite outfit? Contact Ms. Sherita Wright. She is an independent contractor for the Paparazzi Jewelry Company. She has everything from necklaces on down to your rings and your bracelets. She can be contacted at 717-340-2086. You can also go to paparazziaccessories.com /302913. That's /302913. Please make sure that you use that 3-digit code when you visit that website. Again, that's Ms. Sherita Wright with Paparazzi Jewelry Services, Jewelry Company. She could be for all of your jewelry needs. We thank you guys so much for partnering with us on this morning on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Again, those of you all who would like to have us to mention your ads on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, please feel free to go to worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. You can drop us an email there, and we will be glad to get back in contact with you with pricing, conditions, and terms and agreements that will go along with that as well. Again, please leave your name and a telephone number so we can get back in contact with you to speak to you about getting your business added right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Thank you guys again for listening in and partnering up with us. Remember, guys, when you go to these businesses, please make sure that you mention that you guys heard them right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And we would thank you and appreciate that so very much for you guys doing that. This morning, I have something I want to share, but what I want to do is I want to set the atmosphere this morning. So we're going to take a quick musical break. We're going to take a quick musical break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Will you put that in this atmosphere? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? Real simple song. I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord is my light, salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light, salvation.
Welcome back to Worldwide Gospel Connection. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. 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 Listen, I stated earlier that I had a very heavy load on my shoulders that I'm carrying this morning. I have a burden this morning that I'm carrying. On yesterday, I shared something with you guys about us proceeding to to work diligently to please the Lord and to do what is right in the eyes of the Lord. And I shared that on yesterday. And I'm still holding true to that, that we need to strive to make sure that we're in that position, in that place to where we're pleasing and we're doing what we're supposed to do in the eyes of the Lord, that we don't miss God, that we don't miss the importance of who he is and where he is in our life and what he brings to our life. I did not listen to the debate on last night. I really didn't. I didn't listen to the debate on last night. We didn't listen to it. My wife didn't listen to it either. We didn't listen to the debate on last night. But we had those little, you get those little feeds and you get the little Facebook feeds and your social media feeds and you hear the little snippets from what was said and how the debate went. And as I was sitting there listening to some of the things that was being said, some of the ways that each of they were handling one another on the debate, and I began to think about this country, this body of believers. We are so divided now. At one point, we used to hear the statement, the most segregated time of the week was on Sunday. The most segregated time of the week was on Sunday, because you had the black church and then you had the white church. Don't worry, folks. We're not going. I'm not going to go into a Malcolm X rant on y'all. I'm not going to go into an Al Sharpton rant on y'all. I'm not trying to go into I guess you want an activist rant. I'm not trying to do that this morning. But what I want to do to you, what I want to do this morning is I want to put into your hearing that we need to pay close attention to the doctrine that we're allowing to partake in our life, because we're hearing all of this stuff from all of these other things that's going on. The astrological people, the people that are the tarot card readers, the ones that are all these different, they got all of this stuff that they're trying to bring and mingle in and trying to put all of this stuff in before us, and we're getting so many mixed signals, and we're sitting back and we're confused. We're like that sail in the wind that's not tied down. We're just flapping in the wind, and we're everywhere. One of the most dangerous things that we can do in this society, in this time that we're in right now, is follow the wrong doctrine. Follow behind somebody that's talking and saying something, and it does not, watch yourself, it does not benefit you, it does not make you better for coming. Book of Ephesians, I'm sorry, Book of Ezekiel. I want to give you some word. Book of Ezekiel 13:9 says it like this. He says, my hand will be against the prophet who sees false visions and utterly lying and deceiving. I'm sorry. They will not belong to the council of the people or be listed in the record of Israel, nor will they enter into the land of Israel. Then you will know that I am a sovereign Lord. In this hour that we're in, we need to make sure that we're not among the ones that are separated from the sovereignty of God by listening to doctrine that causes us to fall into false teaching. This ain't going to be no hallelujah message. This ain't going to be no shout down message. This ain't going to be no feel good message. This is a Wisdom Wednesday message. We have to become more, and I guess the only word I could track, I could describe, the reason why I tell y'all, people of God, the reason why I pause is because I want to hear the voice of God. I don't want to speak out of myself. When God is talking, I stop long enough to hear what he's saying. We don't want to be among the ones that sit back and operate in a place, watch this here, that we're not supposed to be operating in. Because we will jeopardize, listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth, we will jeopardize the lives of every person that's under the sound of our voice. We have seen it in the presidency. We have seen it in our own towns, our own cities, our own neighborhoods. Can I go a little bit further? Even in our own churches, we have seen the division being put in between us and cause us to lose, watch this here, not just ground with people, but we've lost ground with God because we're speaking a doctrine. We're sharing a doctrine, or we're professing a doctrine that don't line up with the will and the word of God. Everybody in the world has come out of the woodworks since this thing has been going on. And it has caused us to lose focus. You got the right wing extremists, you got the racists on this side, you got the Black Lives Matter people that's on this other side, and everybody is just all against each other, and it became a circus is what it then became. Because nobody is really talking about what needs to be heard in this hour. It's about everybody being pulled into a place to where, watch this here. We understand, and believe me, trust me, don't get it twisted. I am a pro-black man. I am a black man. I am pro-life. I am pro-black life because of the simple fact that I have sons. I have daughters. They all mean something to me. But this is not the topic that we're on. We're on the topic of trying to change the dynamics of what's going on in this country and what's going on as a people. We have completely lost our whole bearing when it comes to doing what we need to do in the body of Christ. It's sad when the church is segregated. It's sad when the church is picking sides. What doctrine are you teaching? He said for us to go into the earth and compel men to come. It did not give you a gender. It did not give you a race. It did not give you a religion. It did not, it said compel men to come. What are we doing as a people right now to compel men to come? We have really just sat back and got too relaxed in Zion. You do know that there's a time frame on this thing that we're living in. We don't have much time left, and we're focusing on stuff that's keeping us from, watch yourself, from making up precious time. We're spending too much time on stuff that does not matter. It does not matter the color of a person's skin. I'm going to try to save the racist just as
I'm going to try to save the person that's held a sexual organ. I know it does not matter. I will cross the line to do what needs to be done because I realize that it's not about me. It's not about my house. It's about God's house being, oh, come on here. It's about the house of the Lord being elevated. What are we doing in this hour? Wasting time. Wasting time. Boom. A doctrine. I've said this for years. I said this for years when it came to politics, when it came to picking your senators, your governors, your anybody. You're picking the lesser of two evils. Everybody lies about something. If you operate in the place of a politician, there's some stuff that you done did underhandedly, whether you did it in the office that you were in now, or the office you were in before, or to get into office that you were in now, you did some shady. Whether you did it knowingly or unknowingly, you did it. So pick up lesser two evils. I was listening to Denzel Washington. They did a little snippet with Denzel Washington, and he said something that blew me away. And this is for all my social media people that's out there. He said it like this. I'm gonna read what he said. He said, if you don't listen to the news, you're misinformed. But if you listen to the news, you're misinformed. And then he proceeded to say to the media, he said, now the media has a great job. He said, whether you would do it to be first or just to be right. He said, we have gotten to the point now to where it doesn't matter if it's the truth or not, or whether we check, fact check, or anything. We just go straight on into it, and we put it out into the out in the open. No fact checks or nothing. And can I be honest with you? With so much of the software that we have available in this society, in this world that we have now, fake news is real easy. Fake videos is real easy. To put together a fake video don't take nothing. But see, we would take a lie and mingle it in with the truth and try to make it sound like it means something. But in actuality, it really don't. And then the biggest thing of it all is we sit back and we don't see the fact that these are people that really only thing they're trying to do is be first. If I get my ratings up, come here, let's talk. If we can get our ratings up, if we can get on the map, I want to get on the map. Don't get me wrong. I want the Worldwide Gospel Connection to go across this country. But I want to go across the country because it's telling the truth about the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And I want the Abba House to go across the country. But I want it to be about the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. I don't want you to sit back and be chasing after something that, watch this, that's there just to make you feel good. We have gotten so programmed with the feel-good message until we have completely and totally forgot about our responsibilities to go out and to preach unto the nation and bring them and have them to come before Christ. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. But we didn't got sidetracked, people of God. We'd have been led astray. We'd have been led into a place right now to where, watch here, we're so confused that we don't even know where we are. Because we've been listening to doctrine that has caused us to divide against one another. They divided us by religions. They've divided us by whether we should wear a dress or we shouldn't wear a dress. Whether we should, oh Lord, whether they should wear makeup or they shouldn't wear makeup. Whether they should put on high heel shoes or should they wear flats. Whether they should the woman preach in the pulpit or should she be down on the floor preaching on the floor. Whether she should be pastor of the church or whether she should be the pastor's wife. Should she be quiet in the church or should she be able to speak out in the church? We have gotten so mixed up and mingled up in the places that we're in that don't make sense to me. I'm perplexed. I'm perplexed because I see where God is taking us to. I'm perplexed in the sense that I don't understand why the other preachers and pastors don't see it. You still out here trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. You still out here trying to get these people to send you money, and you're not even preaching the real gospel. You're preaching the feel good gospel. Mm-hmm. You're not putting the whole load. See, the prophets of this time that's prophesying right now, if you hear or the whole voice of the prophet. These are what they call the end time prophets. You need to listen to the end time voices of the prophets. Go back and read the prophetic words of the prophets. Obadiah, Malachi, Nahum, Habakkuk. Go and read these. Go and read these words of these prophets, and you will see the turning of the age. If we don't have time to be wasting with this nonsense and this foolery. We're on the cusp of the end of the world. I'm so perplexed this morning. I wrestled with this today. As I sat back and I listened to little snippets and people are making comments and people are making these little sly comments and they're saying these little stupid things here and there. And they're making their own assumptions. Everybody making their own allegations. Everybody making all this stuff. And I'm just listening to it. And I said, God, I said, why would you have me to listen and hear this? He said, because, son, I want you to be able to understand that in this time, what I am seeking is not this right here. I'm not seeking confusion. I'm going to tell you who's seeking the attention. The devil. Let me help you. The Bible class, he calls him the altar of confusion. What season of life do you think we're in right now? We're in the season of confusion with all this other stuff that's going on. This is a season of confusion. Because he feel like if he can get you off track, I told y'all, this is for the world, it's a season of confusion. But for us, it's a season of elevation. We need to rise above this thing right here. We need to rise above what the season of the people, of other people that in the earth realm. The people of God, we're in our season of elevation. We're in our season of revelation. We're in our season of the transformation. We're in that season right now. But if we get caught in this season of confusion, if that's what you focus on, that's what you're going to get. If you sit among people who are willing to divide you, giving you this half-baked gospel, this this underdone cooked gospel. I don't know if you ever had an underdone pancake. It looked good on the outside. It's brown. It's got that nice, I like mine with a little crust around the end of it. And it's nice and fluffy. And it looked good on the edges. And it looked real good. And you cut off that edge and it's perfect right on the edge. But as soon as you get to the middle, it's just all mushy. Because it's uncooked. It's not ready, my wife said. It's not ready. We're in a place to where we're giving people half-ready stuff. Stuff that, watch this here, stuff that don't even, that's not even good for you. Do you realize that when you eat stuff that's undone, undercooked, it messes with your system? Steak tartare. I see people eat steak tartare. Do you know what steak tartare is? Steak tartare is a steak, is a piece of meat that they cut, and they haven't even, it haven't even touched the fire. Sushi. 80% of the sushi is uncooked. But it's a delicate, preacher. But it's a delicacy to some people. They're willing to eat the uncooked water. And say, ooh, this so good. Ooh, this so good. And see, this word that I'm preaching right now will leave a bad taste in somebody's mouth. Watch this here. Who's used to undone meals. Hello, is anybody home? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I buy a vow? Can I buy a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Undone seeking. You haven't even put a forethought into it. All thing you did was, okay, yeah, that sounds good. Haven't fact checked it. Haven't went to anybody's resources. Haven't talked to anybody. Don't even got a full understanding of what's going on. And pardon this term. And this is no disrespect to anybody who has a mental disability that is not functioning properly. This is no disrespect to you. If it is, I apologize. But they are acting like they have some kind of mental instability in their mind. And they'll just put it out there. But then again, I have to retract that because watch, there are some people that have mental issues that operate better than half the people that operate, and they claim they got all these fixed. Because we sit back and we look at this thing and we don't look at it with the whole eyes of God. The Bible says it like this. He said they will cleave unto themselves those with itching ears. They will cleave unto themselves those with itching ears. Those that have an urgency to hear. No matter if it's the truth or if it's a lie. Don't matter if it's the whole truth, half a truth, a piece of a truth. It don't even matter. If it sounded like it was revelated, they're going to jump on it. And we're hearing all of this stuff. We're hearing all of this malicious attacks not just against one another, not just against the color of your skin, not just against your upbringing or your status of who you are, but malicious attacks against your walk with God. He said, even up until now, the kingdom of heaven is suffering violence, and the violence taken by force. We have been attacked from the beginning of the time. Jesus himself said, when he did the parable about Lazarus and the rich man, when the rich man died, when Lazarus was at his gate, licking his, where the dogs licked his sores, he died, and then the rich man died. Watch what he did. Lazarus went into the bosom of Abraham. The rich man went into the fire pits of hell. And he looked up and saw Lazarus in the arms of Abraham. He said, Father Abraham, he said, bid Lazarus to dip his finger in the gulf that separates us to cool my scorching tongue. He said, no. He said, for the time that you were on this earth, you had all the good, but Lazarus had all the bad. Then he turns around and tells him this. This is the part that blew me away. He said, if not that, he said, go back and tell my brothers, for I have three brothers. I don't want them to come to the place where I am. Watch what he told him. He said, your brothers had the prophets, and they didn't listen to them. We are so far from listening to the will of God, that God is saying, I don't know how I'm going to handle it. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know if we're getting it, or if we're not getting it, or we just missing it, or we just don't hear it, or we just don't see it, or we just ignoring it, or we choose to see it and sweep it under the rug, or we just choose to see it, and then we'll walk right past it and know that it's there, and then we'll just say we'll deal with it later. I don't know what it is, but we have to realize that it's time. It's time. Because we've been played with this thing for too long. We have operated in the place of ignorance for too long. Be it today, be it tomorrow, be it next week, be it next month, be it next year, we have to deal with what we got going on. Whether we want to eat the fruit of our lips, like the word says, he said that life and death is in the power of the tongue. This is the part that gets me. And he said, if we shall eat the fruit thereof, we have to be careful what we say, because we're going to wind up eating our words, is basically what he's saying. And the doctrine that we're sharing, are we sharing a whole doctrine? Or are we sharing a doctrine that when it comes back for us to eat it, we ain't even going to want it ourselves? Be careful of someone that will feed you something that they won't eat themselves. Oh, I messed them up this morning with that one, baby. I messed them up this morning with that one. Be careful of someone that will try to feed you something to eat that they won't eat themselves. See, one of the worst things in the world for you to do is to have a whole meal served to you, and the person that then served it to you sitting over on the other side, just watching you eat. Oh, I'm full. I'm straight.
don't know. I'm being fair. I'm just not.
Didn't break you a Madea sweet potato pie is what. They didn't bake you a deal, a sweet potato pie. And we're eating this thing. And then we're trying to figure out why we're so confused. Because we're putting everything in our mouth. Everything in our mouth. We just going. There's a game that pop into my head. And I know I'm gonna tell my age, but that's all right. I don't care. I love Pac-Man. I love Miss Pac-Man. Love that video game. I spent many a quarters in the watch chair, watching with my mama, playing Miss Pac-Man. I went to the watch chair with the arterial motive to go with my mama, so I could play Pac-Man and Miss Pac-Man. I saved lunch money for after school because they had a game room that was down the street from my house when I was coming from school. I saved my lunch money so I could play Pac-Man and Miss Pac-Man. Anybody knows Miss Pac-Man? Pac-Man? Little dots go through these mazes. And as you go through these mazes, the goal is to eat all of the dots. Now, while you're eating these dots, the ghost, Pinky, Blinky, and Dot, and there's another one, I can't think of the name, it's Pinky, Blinky, Dot, and there's another one, I can't remember the name of them, but that just going to show you how old I am. I know all the names of them, just about. So, but this big ball that you can eat, and you turn the ghost transparent, and they can eat. You eat the ghost. Pastor Douglas, where are you going with this? Let me help you. We are in this maze, and we're eating everything that we see. And we're partaking of everything that we see. And we got these people chasing after us. And the only time that we can really get a real answer is when we partake of the whole roll where everything becomes transparent, everything becomes evident, and we can eat that, and that's what changes our whole dynamics of who we are. What are you trying to tell me? In this hour, be careful what you put in your mouth when it comes to living this gospel and walking according to the will of God in your life right now. Why is this so important? Why is this so important? Because we are right now in a place to where the scales can be tilted in any direction when it comes to the body of Christ. Whether we want to be on the side of right or whether you want to be on the side of wrong. Because, see, let me tell you something. One thing about God is God is going to give you a choice. The Bible says it like this. He said, I said before you, blessings and curses. So I put before you life and death. He said, choose life. Not only does he give you the major question to the test, but then he turns around and he gives you the answer to the test. He said, choose life. Choose life. Now, these young folk, they run around here with this saying called YOLO. You only live once. I can get on board with that. You only live once. You're absolutely right. You do only live once. But my question to you would be this. What type of life are you choosing to live? Because so often what we do is we choose the life that gives us the feel good. Like they say, like the young people say, that good good. You got that good good in your life, and you think that good good is a good good, but in actuality, that good good is what got you in the place that you're in right now. It got you making the wrong decisions. It got you making the wrong choices, because there are choices that you have to make in order for you to get to where you need to be at, mentally, physically, and emotionally. If I choose to sit up and eat a pound of bacon every day, if I choose to sit back and eat a pound of bacon, and I sit back and while I eat this whole pound of bacon, I sit there and I drink every type of soda that I can think of. I sit back and I eat cheesecake and cupcakes and ho-hos and ding-dongs, and I do all that, and I sit there and I eat that all day, every day, 7 days a week, nonstop. I made that choice. So whatever the consequences are after I make that choice, it's going to be on me. All eyes on me. Y'all going to need to be looking at me. Y'all going to need to be watching me, because I'm going to probably be in the emergency room somewhere. They're going to have some monitors on me, because I didn't sit up there and I didn't mess my whole entire system up with all the stuff that I didn't put in my system. And I didn't sit up there and I'm probably going to be on somebody's life support, because I put all this stuff into my system and I've eaten like this nonstop. That's where we are. That's where a whole lot of us are right now. We are in the process of being flatlined. We're in critical condition. We're laying in a hospital gurney, a spiritual hospital gurney, because we've been partaking of all this stuff that we didn't been partaking of.
You have a bad blood transfusion.
Come on here, say it again. I don't think they heard you.
I had a bad blood transfusion.
You got some bad blood in your system. And correct me if I'm wrong. If that blood is contaminated, the blood is contaminated, it could be deadly. If it's contaminated, it could be deadly. Now, some cases you can survive from it because they're not that bad. But in most cases, if the blood is contaminated, if it has HIV or if it has any type of bacteria or any type of disease inside of that blood, it could turn fatal. So my question to you would be this, people of God. Have you had a bad blood transfusion? Have you had somebody to drop something into your spirit? Have you been partaking of the word that popped in my spirit. Have you been eating moldy bread? Have you been eating rotten meat? Because that, believe it or not, that can cause you to have all type of stomach issues. God forbid you eat a bad piece of fish and get poor to you. My wife got food poisoning from eating a bad piece of fish, eating some bad wings, and had her bald over sick as a dog. I've gotten sick from eating bad food. It takes you out. What do you think a spiritually bad food would do to you if natural? And I told y'all all, I tell y'all all the time, first natural, then spiritual. God show us things in natural because we're human. We're not going to understand the spiritual right off. That's the reason why he showed it to us naturally first. He showed us naturally that food that we partake of, that food that's bad, but it's going to kill you. Or it can make you sick. There are some people that have died from food poisoning. They got, what is that called? When you get it, not Tome and Poison, but the other one. Golly, I can't think of the name of it right now. Lord, Holy Ghost, bring it to me. But when you eat that, when you take it and you get it, and you mess around that, and you get sick, and you wind up dying from it. And we sit back. And we let all these influences come in. Facebook. Instagram. Pornography. Fake news. Facebook. Instagram. BuzzFeed. Fake news. Instagram. Facebook. Buzz news, fake news, and we're never putting anything else inside of us besides that. And then you're trying to figure out why you can't recover. I hear people on social media and how they say all the stuff that they say. I'm having these anxieties. I'm this is going on, and that's going on, and this is going on. And I really don't know the people, and they just people that's on my feed. And I be wanting to jump in there and say to them. What else have you put into your system? Have you ever been hungry for something? Lord help me, Holy Ghost. Have you ever been hungry for something? Have you ever had a real good hunger, a real big hunger for something? And you hungry? I'm talking about hungry. Real hungry. And you hungry for it. And you want to eat that thing. You want to partake of that thing. You want something good. But you wind up getting the first thing to come to your mouth, and when you eat it, you be like, it filled me up, but it wasn't what I wanted. That's what we do with social media. It fills us up, but it ain't what I wanted. Let me tell you how you know Facebook ain't something that you need to put no stock in. Let me help you real quick. Every so often, you have to do a Facebook purge. Oh, God, you got to do a Facebook purge. And when you do your Facebook purge, what you do is you unfriend and you unfollow a whole bunch of people that's on your feed because you do a Facebook purge because you're trying to clean your timeline up. Now, watch this here. You ain't never got to do a purge with God's word. God's word will purge you. God's word will change some things inside your life. God's word will wash some stuff out of your life that needs to be washed out. Because, see, when you take on that doctrine changes your thought pattern. When you take on the word of God, it changes your thinking. It changes the way you respond and how you react and how you see things and how you see people. And so when this stuff comes across your feed, you be like, you know what, Lord, let me get off here so I can go and go pray. I need to be talking to the Lord. I don't need to be on Facebook right now. I don't need to be on Instagram. I ain't promoting my business right now. Because, see, really, to be honest with you, Facebook, for me, is happy birthdays and trying to promote the business and trying to promote traffic to Worldwide Gospel Connection and to Our House. That's my sole purpose for my Facebook page. To help promote other businesses that's connected to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. They are connected to us. So that's the reason why we promote them and push them. I am not afraid to preach this gospel the true way. I am not afraid to give you the whole role, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I am not afraid. I know who I am in God,
And I know where I am in God. And I know what God has inside of me and what I need to do to get there. Amen. Amen. And amen. Let us be to the point in the mindset that we preach this gospel wholeheartedly and true. This for all the prophets, the preachers, the evangelists, missionaries, the deacons, the ones that carry the word, everybody that carries this word. Let's make sure that we do it the whole role. Now, let me speak to the ones that are eating. Listen to me very carefully. Know the ingredients that's in the food that you're being served. How? Get your Bible, read your Bible, and put your Bible into practice. Don't let it be something that's just sitting on your dresser, collecting dust, and all the time it's cracked open. It's on Sunday. And even if that, because COVID-19 and caused us not to be able to go into the churches in some places, so we don't even open up the Bible. We sit in front of our computer screen with our coffee sitting in our robe, sitting in that with our night clothes on, the clothes that we didn't slept in, and we sit up there and we watching the word, we watching the man of God or woman of God preach on the screen, and we ain't even open up our Bible because we in the no judgment zone. Rollers and I have a couple of coffees. I ain't even took out the time to do nothing. But and we're so quick to just accept what people are giving us. The Bible says, try the Spirit to see if it be of God. Doesn't say anything about try the Spirit by the Spirit. We say that so often, and that's as wrong as wrong can be. It says try the Spirit to see if it be of God. If it does not agree in the Spirit, if it does not sound spiritual, why would you connect yourself with it? If it does not have the likenesses, if it does not have the criteria, if it's short, if it's got shortcomings to it, why would you even mess with it? Why would you even deal with it? Why would you keep your hands on it? Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your unmerited favor. We thank you for the wisdom and your power and your grace, oh God, that sustains us and keeps us. Father, we thank you for your word being made manifest, not just in us, but to us, through us, and for us. God, we thank you for finding favor everywhere that we go. We thank you for your grace and your mercy that is continuously with us. God, we thank you for wisdom, hope, and power, that in the midst of our storm and in the midst of our rain, God, that we do not stumble in our own selves. But Lord, we see your will and your word be made manifest inside of us. That as we walk forward on today, God, that you will give to us the understanding to know that all things are working together for the good of them who love you and who are called according to your purpose. Father, we thank you for the purpose being manifest inside of them. God, we thank you for your word taking root today. And Lord, being as a fire in their bellies, oh God. God, that will kindle and stir them up and give them strength. In the midst of all the trials and tribulations of what's going on, God, Father, their eyes are open and their hearts are made to receive and feel, God, that you have set and orchestrated for them to have. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back. You're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Thank you.
From the dead, you will be saved. Again, Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen. Amen. I'm not really going to go into a long hour drawn out this morning with that, because I know that each and every last one of us under the sound of our voice that heard what was said this morning, you were transformed by the word today. With the word being transformed in your heart, with you receiving that powerful word, there is an urgency that should be in your heart right now for you to chase after the will of God in your life. Mm-hmm. There should be an urgency in your mind to chase after the will of God in your life. You've got enough of the fake and the phony. Now that you got the real, now that you know that the doctrine that you've probably been listening to all this time has not been the doctrine that was edifying God. Mm-hmm. The stuff that was fed to you was not edifying God. It was a watered down gospel. Now it's time for you to just walk into a place to where you say, okay, God, I need to know the whole world. Questions and answers. Questions should have answers. Questions should have answers. Questions should have answers. I don't know how much more plain I can put. But if we've been dealing with all this other stuff for all this other time, all the time, and missing the mark when it came to leaving us the power, and seeing who God is, who God, how God is operating in our life. Missing the importance of living a life that is pleasing unto the Lord. Because our eyes were closed to the fact that God is operating and God is moving some things out of our way. So now that we got that established, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Simple prayer, not complex. Not complicated. We're going to pray this prayer. And then we're going to go to our next phase, which is pray for those who have submitted their prayer request. We're going to go from there. Amen? So here we go. Let us go into prayer. Lend me your hearts and just repeat this prayer after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe with my heart, I confess with my mouth, that Jesus is Lord, and I confess him with my mouth that I might be saved. Turn from my sinful ways, and I seek after you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Just that simple. Now, those of you who want to pray that prayer, we want to say welcome to the body of Christ. Those that did not remember that it is ours to extend and for yours to accept, we want you to know time is winding up. You ain't got much time. You can say the first sentence prayer at any time. You can come back and listen to that and fast forward it to the end, and we can pray with you like that. But don't wait too long, because tomorrow is promised to no man. Amen? Amen. So we're going to share with you a few keys that will help you along your way. Those of you all who have given your life to Christ, those who are going into your transition into the fullness of Christ, I want to share these three keys with you, and then we're going to go on, and we're going to pray for those who have submitted their prayer request.
Amen, amen. The first key is to get you a Bible, King James or NIV. The second one is find your church home. Go online and visit a couple of churches. It's some churches that are open, but be safe if you do go inside. Three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but is living the word. Again, find you a Bible, NIV, or King James. Two, find your church home, whether it's online or in person. But remember, the Abba House International is on here every Sunday, so you definitely can tune in with us. And three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but is living the word.
Amen. Amen. Like my wife said, guys, Abba House is virtual. We're a virtual church. We are open. Please feel free to go to Facebook, like our Abba House page. You'll get prompts for Bible study, which is going to be tonight. You also will get prompts for Sunday morning services as well. So please tune in so we can be informed and empowered through the Word of God as we share the Word of God with you Mondays through Friday here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, and on Wednesdays and on Sundays on the Abba House International Virtual Church, Viral Church. We have our church services as well. Please, 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 please continue to listen in, continue to partake, continue to be a part of what God is doing in this hour, in this shifting in the church right now. Amen. Amen. Let us go ahead on, and we're going to go into prayer for those who have submitted their prayer requests. Those of you all who have submitted your prayer requests, those who have not submitted your prayer request, we got you covered. Just go ahead on and just lift your prayer up toward heaven as we pray for those who have submitted their request to us. via the website that we have available, which is the ibahouseinternational@gmail.com. Maybe you submitted it into the Worldwide Gospel Connection at gmail.com. Maybe you've gone to the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page, or maybe you've gone to the Ida House Facebook page, or you went to blogtalkradio.com/Worldwide Gospel Connection and you submitted your request there. Any of those five links that you could go to, go into the comment section and submit your prayer request. We have you covered. Please continue to submit your prayer request, and we will continue to pray, because we realize and understand that God is doing a great thing in his hour, and that he is able to do it exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask and think. Amen. So let us go into prayer. Let us pray for those who have submitted a prayer request. Father God, we pray for those this morning, Lord God, who have submitted their prayer request before you this morning. Our prayer this morning, Father, is that you would strengthen them on every hand. God, give them to know that even in the midst of this, God, you are God, and you are God all by yourself. Father, you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all they could ask or think. God, we do realize, God, that we're in a time, God, where we need answers. God, we're seeing all types of things. We're hearing all types of things that's being said. So, Father, we pray for the calmness of their mind. God, we pray against every fear. Because, God, you said you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. God, give them clarity in this hour. Give them clarity in this time. God, that where the enemy is trying to come in, God, and cause confusion, God, and cause them to give up and throw in the towel and give in. Father, give them to know, God, that even in this, God, you are God and you are God all by yourself. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Let them know, Father God, that they don't have to chase after all the unfamiliar things, God. God, but they can get closer to you and just seek after you. The more they seek you, God, the more the stronger they become. The stronger they become, the more wiser they become. The more wiser they become, God, the more evident they become. The more evident they become, God, God, the more that you can use them, God, God, and they'll be able to stand in who you are and whose they are in you. Father, we pray right now, God, for whatever situation or circumstance or whatever it is, God. God, from a sickness to a disease, God, to financial to emotional, God, too, it's a job situation. God, we pray, whether it's homes, God, whether it's houses or land, God. God, when they're praying, God, they need a place to stay and live, God. God, or a place, God. God, where they need to work, God. We pray right now, God. We pray, God, that you release that blessing onto their life, God, that they don't have to fear. Neither do they have to worry. Neither do they have to fret about what is going on, and that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all they can ask. I think the only thing they have to do is trust in you. For your words, say, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. Father, we thank you for a clear path directing, God. God, and letting us know that even in the midst of our trials and our tribulations, even though the tears may come, the fears may show up, God, you're able to come in, God, and show us, oh God, God, that you are God, and you are God all by yourself. Father, we pray for every pastor and every preacher across this country, God, that has to do church in a different way. God, those have elected to go back into the church. Father, we pray for them. We pray for the congregations. God, we pray for the pastors. We pray for the preachers. God, we pray, God, that you would move by your power and by your strength. God, to do what you do best, and that is be God and be God all by yourself. God, give them to know that, Lord God, you're in the midst of the storm and in the midst of the rain. Father, you're able to do just what you said you were going to do, and that is be God and be God big in their life. God, let them know that you are walking and talking with them and strengthening them on every hand, building them up on their weak side. God, giving them strength in the midst of every trial and every tribulation. God, you got the enemy on the run. Only thing we have to do is just stand in that you have promised us, and you have promised us that all is well. And for that, God, we say thank you. God, we pray for all of our nurses and doctors, God, our first responders, God, we pray for our judicial system. God, we pray for our congressmen, congresswomen, God, we pray for our senators, God, our congresswomen, congressmen. God, we pray, Lord God, for everyone that holds a position, God, in the government. God, we pray for them, God. We pray your strength even now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we pray that all things are made well, God, inside of them. God, build them up on their weakened side. God, that they should know that all things are working together for the good of them who love you and who are called according to your purpose. Let your purpose be made manifest inside of them on a day-to-day basis, God, that as they walk, God, they will develop more of a relationship with you, more of a conversation with you, more of a strength with you. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus that we pray. God, we know, God, that all things are working together for the good of them who love you and who are the called according to your purpose. Father, we thank you in the mighty and rich name of Jesus that you have established us, God, established us on a sturdy and hard, sturdy foundation. God, that we don't fall into sinking sand. God, that we're standing on the rock, the prudential rock, the rock of ages, oh God. God, that when the fears and the issues and circumstances come against our life, God, God, we're able to stand firm in you and know that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask and think. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you guys so very much for joining us on this morning on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We're just so excited about what God is doing in this hour. And we just want to let you know that God has his hand on your life. Fear not for what you see, for the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Know that God is in this hour working some things out. Don't give up in the fight. Don't give up in the fight. We realize that the fight sometimes get a little rough, but at the end of the day, at the end of the day, God has his hand on us, amen? Amen. We want to make sure we acknowledge those that are popping alongside of us on this morning. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Pillows Made Right. Looking for that perfect pillow to liven up your living space, contact Ms. Connie and Ms. Vanessa at Pillows Made Right. They have everything from your keepsake pillows all down to your favorite sports team. They even have your designer mask needs covered. You can contact them at 832-994-2506 or 832-994-6135. You can also drop them an email at pillowsmadewright@yahoo.com. In the need of a professional, friendly cleaning service, contact RL Exclusive Services for all your cleaning needs. You can contact them by email, or you can also contact them by calling telephone. And that number to contact them is 717-340-2086. That's 717-340-2086. Also 832-994-6135. You can also go to them at rlexclusiveservice48@gmail.com. Also, their other email is green@rlexclusiveservices.net. They have everything from the after-party cleanings. They have commercial cleanings. They have one-of cleanings. They even have the COVID-19 sanitary services available as well. So please make sure you contact them for all of your cleaning needs. Ms. Sherita Wright is an independent contractor for the Paparazzi Jewelry Company. Those of you all who are looking for that perfect piece to go with your favorite outfit, you could contact Ms. Sherita Wright at 717-340-2086, or you can go to paparazziaccessories.com/302913. Please remember to use that 6-digit code when you go to the website. For all of your jewelry needs, she has everything from necklaces down to your bracelets, down to your rings. She has all of your jewelry needs covered. Have a slogan or a saying you want to say it on a t-shirt or a hat, contact the ladies at Me Plus 3 Custom Design. They have all your custom apparel needs covered, printed apparel needs covered. You can contact Ms. Latifa or Ms. Nisha at 832-292-1856. Or 832-656-1883. You can also contact them through their email and on their social media platforms. Their email is meplus3design@gmail.com. They also, Facebook and Instagram is meplus3custom design. That's meplus3custom design. For all your print apparel needs, they have them covered. And that's the latest at meplus3custom design. Looking for that Calgon take me away moment, that relaxing bath experience, or just the perfect gift, contact
Miss Kashima Douglas, Cora Gifted Gift Bath Bombs. She can be reached by phone at 346-381-8751, or you can reach her at CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. She has a sale going on right now, a 2 for $7 and a 3 for $10. All of your bath needs, please contact Miss Kashima Douglas. She has a new website coming along as well that will display more items, So those of you all who have an ad that you would like to have presented here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, please feel free to contact us at worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com, or you can go to theabahouse@gmail.com. Please leave a name, a number, and we will...
The Abba House International at gmail.com.
And you can leave your name, your number, and we will get back with you with pricing and terms and conditions as far as putting your ad right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Again, we thank you guys so very much for supporting us with this endeavor, as well as we have the Worldwide Gospel Connection t-shirts that are available. Those of you all who would like to have a t-shirt for the Worldwide Gospel Connection, those of you all who have been asking about them, we do have those t-shirts available. They are 20 for adults and 15 for children. Again, that's 20 for adults and 15 for children. Also, please make sure that you email us on either one of those emails that I gave out, the Worldwide Gospel Connection at gmail.com or the Abba House International at gmail.com, before you send your monies to the Cash Apps. Again, please make sure you contact us by email first so we'll know what direction to allocate those funds that are being sent that you're sending to us through the Cash Apps for the t-shirts. Again, please make sure you leave a name, a number, a way to get in contact with you, also the size and the amount of shirts that you will need that you're requesting as well. When you do that, then you can send it over to the Cash Apps. The Cash Apps are $WGC2020 or $TheAbahouse. Again, that is $WGC2020 or $TheAbahouse. And again, those shirts are 20 for adults and 15 for children. Those of you all who are looking for the oil, we have the oil available. Again, the oil is not for sale. This oil is free. We send this oil out to those who have made those requests, and you can send your requests to those same emails that we mentioned, the Abba House email and the Worldwide Gospel email. You can send them to those emails, and we will gladly send that oil out to you. Amen. Those of you all who would like to sow a financial seed, if you felt like the word today was blessed, this word blessed you, this word was your word this morning, sow into your word this morning by sowing into the Abba House or the Worldwide Gospel Connection Cash Apps. Those Cash Apps, again, are $WGC2020 or $TheAbahouse. Either one of those, Cash Apps, you can sow into that, into your word that was shared this morning. Amen. We are hoping, and our prayer is that the life-changing word took place and that you are elevated for coming. Amen. Again, that you are elevated, that you are elevated for coming, that you seeking that thing that you were seeking this morning that you found. Amen. God bless you. We love you. We love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. We look forward to you guys joining us tomorrow for Women's Day Thursday and Friday for Freestyle Friday. And remember, Worldwide Gospel Connection will be back on Monday, and we'll have Man Up Monday, and then we'll have Man Up Monday, Testimony Tuesday, Worship and Wisdom Wednesday, back again for Thursday, for Women's Day Thursday, and then Friday for Freestyle Friday. But on Saturday, on Sunday and on Wednesday, you can like the Abba House the Abba House International Church page, Facebook page, and you can, when you like there, you will be able to see the send friend request. Yes, send friend request. Once you send the friend request to the Abba House, you'll be able to get the prompts and
You get the prompts for Bible study, and you get the prompts for Sunday morning services as well. And at 7:15 and 10:15 on Sundays, 7:15 on Wednesdays, and 10 a.m. on Sundays, 7:15 p.m. on Wednesdays, 10:15 a.m. on Sundays. 10:15, ma'am. Yeah, 10:15. Thank you guys so very much for joining us this morning. God bless you. We love you. We love you. We love you. And we look forward to you guys joining us again tomorrow. And remember, grace and peace be unto you. Multiply each and every day to everywhere that you go. Let your feet that you tread, the places that you conquer, shall be yours in the name of Jesus. That's our prayer. Amen, amen, and amen.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus. Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
It is the sweetest
name I know.
Come on and lift your hands and say it with me.
It is the sweetest name.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Listen to this right here.
Some people say I'm pretty, but I can't explain.
No, no.
The power that I feel. Oh, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
Said it's just like fire. Oh, oh, shut up in my bones.
Oh, oh,
yeah. The Holy Ghost is moving here.
Yes, it is.
And it just won't leave me alone. I need something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something about the name.
Yes, it is.
Something about the name. I love the name.
Yeah.
Oh, how I love the name.
Oh, Jesus.